You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now it's time to get into those kitchens and rattle those pots and pans. Yes, it's that time of the week once more where I get to chat to my good friend Ian Gentle. Ian, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for asking. Now, Ian, I love the festive period. Now, I must admit that one of the reasons I love the festive period is because I can overindulge. I can be rather unhealthy. Is that okay? Can we let people get away with that over the next couple of weeks?
I think you need to prepare for it, Chris. I think you need to eat as healthily as you can in the run-up to Christmas.
So what you're saying is to sort of have a sandwich effect, very, very healthy, then overindulgence, yep. And then after the new year, let's get into shape again.
Absolutely right. So that's why for the pre-Christmas meal, we're going to do a chicken stir fry.
Oh, absolutely love it. I am a massive fan of the stir fry, Ian. But what I like about this, Ian, is this is one of those meals that can save you money and tons of calories by not having to go to a takeaway. And obviously, it also skips the MSG and other additives content that can be really detrimental to some people after a takeaway.
Absolutely right.
Okay, so take us through the chicken stir fry.
Okay, well, a little preamble. Chinese stir frying is traditionally done over a very high heat in very thin metal woks. But British electric and gas hobs don't really get as hot as is needed. And anyway, I use a thick, non-stick, flat-bottomed wok. Now, as a result, the cooking times I'm going to give you are longer than those you get in Chinese cookbooks.
Ian, I would just like to say that I'm so pleased that you've said that because I have exactly the same type of wok as you. Very thick and flat-based.
Absolutely. It's the only way we can do it, really. And honestly, trying to struggle with a thin-bottomed wok on one of those wok stands on a British hob for blind people, it's really not a good idea.
Well, I'm glad that you've said that. Let's get into the recipe.
Okay, the ingredients. 4 cloves of garlic, a small bunch of spring onions, a piece of ginger about 2 inches long and as thick as 2 thumbs. A bulb of fennel. Now, these come in different sizes, of course. I'm looking for about 150 grams. A bunch of celery. 100 grams of trimmed Monge 2 peas. Don't buy them untrimmed. It's just too much of a hassle. Half a red pepper, half a yellow pepper, and half a green pepper. A breast of chicken, skinless and off the bone. 1 carrot. A large flat portobello mushroom, a 300 gram packet of bean sprouts, 3 tablespoons of sunflower or other light oil, 2 pieces of star anise, a teaspoonful of salt, a tablespoonful of caster sugar, a tablespoonful of Chinese 5-spice powder, a tablespoonful of Chinese sweet chili sauce, several shakes of dark soy sauce, 1/2 tablespoonful of white wine vinegar, and a drizzle of smoked sesame oil to finish. Now, the equipment we're going to need is, of course, a bowl of hot soapy water for dipping your hands in, a chopping board, a long sharp knife and a medium sharp knife, a Y-shaped peeler, 8 bowls for the chopped vegetables, a flat-bottomed wok, a wooden spatula or other implement to stir the ingredients in the wok. The method. First, sharpen all your knives. Make sure they're really sharp. Peel the garlic, finely slice and put into a bowl. Cut the root ends off the spring onions, finely chop them, discarding the green tops and put them in the bowl with the garlic. Peel the ginger. I then cut the whole thing into an oblong block with the medium sharp knife so that it looks like a small brick. Then, using the Y-shaped peeler, I pare thin slices off the block. Now, when it's too small to use with the peeler, I then cut the rest into slices with the medium sharp knife and then cut the slices into thin strips. Then add all the ginger to the bowl with the garlic and the onions. Cut the stalks and any fronds off the top of the fennel. Stand the bulb on its root. Place the edge of the medium knife along the top of the bulb. Put your left hand on top of the knife and press down to cut it in 2. Lay 1/2 the bulb flat on the board on the cut side down, and with the small sharp knife, Make 3 or 4 cuts evenly from just in front of the root to the top edge. Use the long sharp knife to finely chop using the fingernails of your non-knife hand as a guide, as we've discussed previously in earlier broadcasts when we've been chopping onions. Do the same with the other half of the fennel and put into a new bowl. Take the bunch of celery, hold the sticks together and chop off and discard the very top half inch. Again, using your fingernails as a guide, finely chop the celery sticks until you have the self-same quantity of chopped celery as you have chopped fennel. Place in the bowl with the fennel. Wash the trimmed mange tout beans and put into a new bowl. Cut the 3 peppers in half by finding one of the creases that run from the top to the bottom of the peppers, laying the edge of the long sharp knife along that crease. Place the non-knife hand on top of the knife and press down, cutting the peppers in half. Put aside the halves that you aren't going to use. Feel each of the remaining halves in turn, finding the other creases. Cut the peppers along these creases as well. Turn the peppers over so the shiny side's down and pull off the stalks and any large seeds that you find. Trim the edge off each section of the peppers to remove the soft white pith. Rinse the inside pieces of the pepper under a running tap to remove all the white pips. Lay each piece of pepper with the shiny side down on the chopping board and once again, using your fingernails as a guide, cut the peppers into long, thin slices. Place them all in a bowl. Peel the carrot with the Y-shaped peeler, leaving the top on but chopping off the tip. Use the peeler to remove long, thin ribbons of carrot until the carrot gets too thin to handle. Then lay it down on the chopping board and continue to remove ribbons with the Y-shaped peeler until there is only a little bit of carrot left, which you can discard. Place the carrot ribbons into a bowl. Remove and discard the stalks from the portobello mushrooms and finely slice them. Place into a bowl. Lay the chicken breast vertically in front of you on the chopping board and once again using your fingernails as a guide and the long sharp knife, cut into really thin long strips and place into a bowl. Now we're going to stir fry. Now each ingredient takes either 20, 30 or 60 seconds. Now it's too inefficient to use the talking kitchen timer, so I basically count the seconds by going 1001, 1002, etc., etc., up to 20, 30, or 60. So, put the oil into the wok and the 2 pieces of star anise and a couple of little bits of garlic. Place on the hob on the highest heat, and when it begins to sizzle, and you can hear it sizzle, add the garlic, onion, and ginger mix and stir fry for 30 seconds. Add the fennel and celery mix and stir fry for 60 seconds. Add the mange tout and stir fry for 60 seconds. Add the mixed peppers and stir fry for 60 seconds. Add the sugar, 5 spice powder, salt and soy sauce and stir fry for 30 seconds. Add the chicken and stir fry for 30 seconds. Add the carrot ribbons and stir fry for 30 seconds. Add the mushrooms and stir fry for 30 seconds. Add as many of the bean sprouts as you want. I use about half the packet, but you may want more. And stir fry for 30 seconds. Add the half tablespoonful of white wine vinegar. Drizzle a little of the smoked sesame oil over the wok and stir fry for a final 20 seconds. Served with boiled rice or just on its own. And there you have a chicken stir fry. Incidentally, for vegetarians, you just leave the chicken out.
And you still have a perfect stir fry. Ian,
absolutely.
That sounds amazing. Now, the problem with chopping peppers and getting too many of the seeds into your stir fry, but of course, it's as simple as running the pepper under a cold water tap.
Indeed, because all the seeds are loose inside there anyway. As soon as you've taken the stalk out and trimmed the little white bits off, you can feel them with your fingers. But then all the seeds that are left in are loose and they wash away very, very simply.
This is what I love about when you and I get to chat. Sometimes you just hit me with something so simple, but it's something that for some reason or another has never crossed my mind. And it blows me away, sir. I'm always so appreciative. Now, if I'm having a stir fry, I normally also accompany it with some prawn crackers. What's your thoughts on prawn crackers?
I don't mind buying them fully cooked, but I'm leery of deep fat fryers. I've had some bad experiences with them. So I never deep fry chips. I always buy oven chips. And it's the same with prawn crackers. I don't deep fry them. I don't mind. I mean, I do love them. They're delicious. But deep fat frying, not for me. Not for Mrs. Gentle's little lad.
Well, I agree, Ian. I normally preempt when I'm buying my ingredients for a stir fry in. One of the ingredients I include is a nice bag of prawn crackers as well for serving time. Don't forget, you can check out, of course, all of Ian's previous recipes, whether healthy or slightly more indulgent, on our Audioboom page. That's audioboom.com/channel/RNIB Connect Radio. Ian Gentle, I appreciate this so much. You have allowed me to feel okay about overindulging over the festive period, providing I start the period with a healthy stir fry.
Absolutely.
Ian, it's always a pleasure chatting to you. I hope we get to do it again soon. Have an absolutely fantastic day, my friend.
And you, Chris. Good to talk to you.
Take care, sir. You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.